37. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Hasn't he moved to his new flat yet?
No, but he will have moved to his new flat by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you finished your work yet?
No, but I shall have finished my work by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary learnt the results yet?
No, but we shall have learnt the results by this time tomorrow.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Hasn't he moved to his new flat yet?
No, but he will have moved to his new flat by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you finished your work yet?
No, but I shall have finished my work by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary learnt the results yet?
No, but we shall have learnt the results by this time tomorrow.
Hasn't George completed his novel yet?
No, but he will have completed his novel by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you received a reply yet?
No, but I shall have received a reply by this time tomorrow.
Haven't Tom and Mary decorated this room yet?
No, but they will have decorated this room by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you and Mary heard from him yet?
No, but we shall have heard from him by this time tomorrow.
Haven't you seen the new stadium yet?
No, but I shall have seen the new stadium by this time tomorrow.
Hasn't your teacher corrected those exercise books yet?
No, but he will have corrected those exercise books by this time tomorrow.
Haven't they delivered those parcels yet?
No, but they will have delivered those parcels by this time tomorrow.
Lesson 38. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Didn't he run away 3 days ago?
Yes, he ran away 3 days ago. But he'd never run away before.
Didn't you visit Scotland 2 years ago?
Yes, I visited Scotland 2 years ago, but I had never visited Scotland before.
Weren't you there a month ago?
Yes, I was there a month ago, but I had never been there before.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Didn't he run away 3 days ago?
Yes, he ran away 3 days ago, but he had never run away before.
Didn't you visit Scotland 2 years ago?
Yes, I visited Scotland 2 years ago, but I had never visited Scotland before.
Weren't you there a month ago?
Yes, I was there a month ago, but I had never been there before.
Didn't you live in England a few years ago?
Yes, I lived in England a few years ago, but I had never lived in England before.
Didn't he travel by air a year ago?
Yes, he travelled by air a year ago, but he had never travelled by air before.
Didn't he explain it a few days ago?
Yes, he explained it a few days ago, but he had never explained it before.
Didn't you see that film a month ago?
Yes, I saw that film a month ago, but I had never seen that film before.
Wasn't she ill a year ago?
Yes, she was ill a year ago, but she had never been ill before.
Didn't he break a record 2 years ago?
Yes, he broke a record 2 years ago, but he had never broken a record before.
Wasn't he in Vienna a month ago?
Yes, he was in Vienna a month ago, but he had never been in Vienna before.
Lesson 39. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Are you surprised? What did he ask?
He asked if you were surprised.
Why are you surprised? What did he ask?
He asked why you were surprised.
Will Jack arrive tomorrow? What did he ask?
He asked if Jack would arrive tomorrow.
When will Jack arrive? What did he ask?
He asked when Jack would arrive.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Are you surprised? What did he ask?
He asked if you were surprised.
Why are you surprised? What did he ask?
He asked why you were surprised.
Will Jack arrive tomorrow? What did he ask?
He asked if Jack would arrive tomorrow.
When will Jack arrive? What did he ask?
He asked when Jack would arrive.
Has Mary ever been abroad before? What did he ask?
He asked if Mary had ever been abroad before.
Why has Mary never been abroad before? What did he ask?
He asked why Mary had never been abroad before.
Can you come tomorrow? What did he ask?
He asked if you could come tomorrow.
When can you come? What did he ask?
He asked when you could come.
Did Jack arrive yesterday? What did he ask?
He asked if Jack had arrived yesterday.
When did Jack arrive? What did he ask?
He asked when Jack had arrived.
Lesson 40. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. What would you do if you saw him?
Apologize to him. If I saw him, I'd apologize to him.
What would you do if you were in my position?
Act differently. If I were in your position, I'd act differently.
What would he do if he won a lot of money?
Spend it. If he won a lot of money, he'd spend it.
Now you do the same. Ready? What would you do if you saw him?
Apologize to him. If I saw him, I'd apologize to him.
What would you do if you were in my position?
Act differently. If I were in your position, I'd act differently.
What would he do if he won a lot of money?
Spend it. If he won a lot of money, he'd spend it.
What would you do if you lost your way?
Ask a policeman. If I lost my way, I'd ask a policeman.
What would she do if she were here?
Get the dinner ready. If she were here, she'd get the dinner ready.
What would they do if they were on holiday?
Go fishing. If they were on holiday, they'd go fishing.
What would you do if you lost your key?
Climb through the window. If I lost my key, I'd climb through the window.
What would he do if he came home early?
Take me out to dinner. If he came home early, he'd take me out to dinner.
What would she do if she couldn't get an air ticket?
Go by boat. If she couldn't get an air ticket, she'd go by boat.
What would you do if you didn't hear from him?
Write him another letter. If I didn't hear from him, I'd write him another letter.
Lesson 41. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Can I make a noise?
No. The children are asleep.
So I mustn't make a noise. Must I drive fast?
No. We have plenty of time.
So I needn't drive fast. Can I park my car here?
No. It says no parking.
So I mustn't park my car here. Must I finish the soup?
Not if you don't like it.
So I needn't finish this soup. Now you do the same. Ready? Can I make a noise?
No, the children are asleep.
So I mustn't make a noise. Must I drive fast?
No, we have plenty of time.
So I needn't drive fast. Can I park my car here?
No, it says no parking.
So I mustn't park my car here. Must I finish this soup?
Not if you don't like it.
So I needn't finish this soup. Can I read in bed?
No, it's bad for your eyes.
So I mustn't read in bed. Must I get up early tomorrow?
Not if you don't want to.
So I needn't get up early tomorrow. Must I wait for him?
No, he's already gone.
So I needn't wait for him. Can I smoke?
No, it says no smoking.
So I mustn't smoke. Can I sit on the grass?
No, it's wet.
So I mustn't sit on the grass. Must I take a taxi?
No, a bus is coming.
So I needn't take a taxi. Lesson 42. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. I walked in the garden this morning.
I had a walk too.
I'm drinking a glass of beer.
I'm having a drink too.
I shall rest this afternoon.
I shall have a rest too.
Now you do the same. Ready? I walked in the garden this morning.
I had a walk too.
I'm drinking a glass of beer.
I'm having a drink too.
I shall rest this afternoon.
I shall have a rest too.
I swam in the sea this morning.
I had a swim too.
I shall wash before going out.
I shall have a wash too.
I'm smoking.
I'm having a smoke too.
I slept this afternoon.
I had a sleep too.
I shall ride my bicycle tomorrow.
I shall have a ride too.
I'm trying to get that job.
I'm having a try too.
I looked at that picture she's painting.
I had a look too.
Lesson 43. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Can't he drive a car yet?
No. I'm afraid he still isn't able to.
Can't you come to the theatre with us tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid I won't be able to.
Couldn't she get any theatre tickets yesterday?
No, I'm afraid she wasn't able to.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Can't he drive a car yet?
No, I'm afraid he still isn't able to.
Can't you come to the theatre with us tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid I won't be able to.
Couldn't she get any theatre tickets yesterday?
No, I'm afraid she wasn't able to.
Can't she make bread yet?
No, I'm afraid she still isn't able to.
Couldn't you persuade him to come with us yesterday?
No, I'm afraid I wasn't able to.
Can't they have dinner with us tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid they won't be able to.
Couldn't they understand him at all?
No, I'm afraid they weren't able to.
Can't you speak English yet?
No, I'm afraid I'm still not able to.
Can't you write to him tomorrow?
No, I'm afraid I won't be able to.
Couldn't you find out his address?
No, I'm afraid I wasn't able to.
Lesson 44. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. I started to run as soon as I heard him. What about you?
I started running too.
I continued reading when he turned on the television. What about Mary?
She continued to read too.
I began to work when the boss arrived. What about Jim?
He began working too.
Now you do the same. Ready? I started to run as soon as I heard him. What about you?
I started running too.
I continued reading when he turned on the television. What about Mary?
She continued to read too.
I began to work when the boss arrived. What about Jim?
He began working too.
I love to sit in the garden when it's fine. What about you?
I love sitting in the garden too.
I prefer drinking wine. What about Mary?
She prefers to drink wine too.
I learnt to type. What about you?
I learnt typing too.
I intend to look for a new job. What about Jim?
He intends looking for a new job too.
I hate speaking in public. What about you?
I hate to speak in public too.
I like walking in the rain. What about you?
I like to walk in the rain too.
I started to collect stamps. What about Tom?
He started collecting stamps too.
Lesson 45. Repetition drill. Listen, do not speak. Tell me about him. Must they pay him for this?
Yes, he must be paid for this.
Tell me about Betty. Can they inform her?
Yes, Betty can be informed.
Tell me about the parcel. Had they sent it to the wrong address?
Yes, the parcel had been sent to the wrong address.
Tell me about yourself. Will they send you home?
Yes, I shall be sent home.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Tell me about him. Must they pay him for this?
Yes, he must be paid for this.
Tell me about Betty. Can they inform her?
Betty can be informed.
Tell me about the parcel. Had they sent it to the wrong address?
Yes, the parcel had been sent to the wrong address.
Tell me about yourself. Will they send you home?
Yes, I shall be sent home.
Tell me about the fire. Had they put it out before the fire brigade arrived?
Yes, the fire had been put out before the fire brigade arrived.
Tell me about the thief. Will they arrest him?
Yes, the thief will be arrested.
Tell me about the man. May they dismiss him?
Yes, the man may be dismissed.
Tell me about yourself. Will they ask you to make a speech?
Yes, I shall be asked to make a speech.
Tell me about the singers. Can we see them on television?
Yes, the singers can be seen on television.
Tell me about the boy. Must they take him to hospital?
Yes, the boy must be taken to hospital.
Lesson 46. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. You must comply. These are the rules of the game.
You must comply with the rules of the game.
You must reply. You got his letter.
You must reply to his letter.
Don't blame me. It was an accident.
Don't blame me for the accident.
I'm surprised. A person like him...
I'm surprised at a person like him.
Now you do the same. Ready? You must comply. These are the rules of the game.
You must comply with the rules of the game.
You must reply. You got his letter.
You must reply to his letter.
Don't blame me. It was an accident.
Don't blame me for the accident.
I'm surprised. A person like him...
I'm surprised at a person like him.
He's still working. He's doing that exercise.
He's still working at that exercise.
She paid £10. She bought that hat.
She paid £10 for that hat.
You can apply. Ask the secretary.
You can apply to the secretary.
I'm not satisfied. He doesn't like your work.
I'm not satisfied with your work.
Mix the contents of this packet. Use water.
Mix the contents of this packet with water.
You didn't thank her. You received her present.
You didn't thank her for her present.
Lesson 47. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. I don't think she's going to swim across the channel.
No, she isn't going to swim across the channel.
I don't think they will have completed the new road by next year.
No, they won't have completed the new road by next year.
I don't think he had been there before.
No, he hadn't been there before.
I don't think he can park his car here.
No, he can't park his car here.
Now, you do the same. Ready? I don't think she's going to swim across the channel.
No, she isn't going to swim across the channel.
I don't think they will have completed the new road by next year.
No, they won't have completed the new road by next year.
I don't think he had been there before.
No, he hadn't been there before.
I don't think he can park his car here.
No, he can't park his car here.
I don't think he's having a swim.
No, he isn't having a swim.
I don't think she'll be able to come tomorrow.
No, she won't be able to come tomorrow.
I don't think he has to leave early.
No, he doesn't have to leave early.
I don't think he had been told about it.
No, he hadn't been told about it.
I don't think they can be blamed.
No, they can't be blamed.
I don't think he'll be dismissed.
No, he won't be dismissed.
Lesson 48. Repetition drill. Listen. Do not speak. Did they put out the forest fire?
Yes, they put it out.
Will you fill in this form?
Yes, I'll fill it in.
Can she put up all these guests?
Yes, she can put them all up.
Now you answer the questions in the same way. Ready? Did they put out the forest fire?
Yes, they put it out.
Will you fill in this form?
Yes, I'll fill it in.
Can she put up all these guests?
Yes, she can put them all up.
Has he paid back the money?
Yes, he's paid it back.
Did the children pick up the toys?
Yes, they picked them up.
Did she call out all the names?
Yes, she called them all out.
Have you put away your clothes?
Yes, I've put them away.
Will they put off the meeting?
Yes, they'll put it off.
Can you look up the word in the dictionary?
Yes, I can look it up.
Did you pick up John at the station?
Yes, I picked him up.
听力课堂, 听class.com